الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on Tawbah. Today we do a hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the implementation of Had. Had is the singular of Hudud, which refers to penal punishments. In other words, punishments in Islam that would regards to a person's hands being cut off, sometimes a person being stoned, or sometimes other action taken out against those people that have committed certain major crimes. For example, a person who's committed murder. Now there is something known as the death penalty in Islam, where it's now been proven that this person has committed murder. So now this person will be killed in return for that murder that he has committed. Now, sometimes the West makes it seem as though this is something that is cruel, this is something that is harsh, this is something that is inhumane. But actually, the system of Islam is the best system that you can get. If you just take a small glimpse at some of the Arab countries that just have got traces, they don't have the full Islamic law implemented, but they've just got some traces of the Islamic law wherein hands are being chopped off for a person that is stealing. Then you just look at that, or a person that is involved in murder, now he gets killed. So then you just take a glimpse and a look at that country. A person, an average person, can walk free there without worry. He's not worried that his items are going to get stolen. Somebody is going to break into his house. His car is going to get stolen. Sometimes you'll see the car is left on outside. To leave the air condition on, they leave the car on outside. They come for namaz, they read namaz. The keys are still in the car. Nobody is even bothered about stealing those cars. So when there is Islamic law, then there's peace that prevails throughout. Yes, there will be one or two that will get involved in the crime. And then now they will be made a public example. وَلْيَشْهَدْ عَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The ayat of the Quran is saying that let the people witness that actual had taking place. Let the people see it. It may be advertised, it may be publicly done, this cutting of their hands, etc. So those people, everyone that is seeing it knows that it is very, very serious for us to steal. Rather we not steal. So the whole society now is living in peace. But take away the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and look at our country. Not even the masjids also are free of burglar guards. Not even the masjids also are free of gates. Why? It is necessary now, alarm system, this, that. Why? Because there's so much of crime. Put the system of Allah Ta'ala in place and you'll see a woman also can walk freely at night. Middle of the night, a woman can walk outside, not afraid that anybody is going to attack her. This is the beauty of having the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this, although it may seem, outwardly it may seem cruel, but the whole society is in peace. The whole society is at ease. We don't even know what it is to be at peace. In other words, to be itminan without the fear of any type of attack, harm. So a person lives and the whole community lives in safety and peace. So understanding that background, and when we do the hadith, then we'll understand the beauty of Islam. And even the person that is subjected now to that punishment, it doesn't go wasted. The person makes tawbah, person repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is willing to forgive that person also that may have committed this crime. One Abi Nujayd, Imran ibn al-Husayn al-Khuza'i radiyallahu anhu, anna mra'atan min Juhayna atat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa hiya hubla min al-zina, faqalat ya Rasulullah asabtu haddan faaqimhu alayha, fada'an nabiyullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waliyaha faqala ahsin ilayha faidha wada'at fa'atini fafa'ala famara biha nabiyullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fashuddat alayha tiyabuha thumma amara biha farujimat thumma salla alayha فقال له عمر تصلي عليها يا رسول الله وقد زنت قال لقد تابت توبة لو قسمت بين 70 من أهل المدينة لوسعتهم وهل وجدت أفضل من أن جادت بنفسها الله رواه مسلم. حضرت إمران بن حسين رضي الله عنه narrates that a woman from the Juhayna tribe, her name was Khula binti Khuwailid. She was from the Juhayna tribe. She had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she was pregnant as a result of committing zina, adultery. And she said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am eligible for the execution of the had, the stipulated Islamic punishment, so execute it upon me." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now this execution, the had for zina is person be stoned to death. Imagine a woman coming and confessing in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This shows that the love that Sahaba had for Akhirat was much, much more than the love they had for this dunya. That I rather face whatever I need to face in this world, it's okay. If it is embarrassing, to let it be embarrassing. Allah will give me respect on the day of Qiyamah. If it is painful also, let it be painful. Allah Ta'ala will give me ease on the day of, in the Akhirat, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will make it easy for me. So their whole concern was the Akhirat. It was as though they were not concerned at all about this dunya. Everything had to do with the Akhirat. So this woman was pregnant also, and she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she's saying, execute it upon me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for her guardian and said to him, treat her well. Her guardian, now imagine Rasulullah sallam telling the guardian, the person that is overseeing, because why, what can happen? Sometimes the guardian, whoever is in charge of her, whether it be the brother, whether it be the father, whoever is a family member that is in charge of her now, what can happen, what may happen, they may see that you have brought embarrassment to our family. You have done such a shameful act that everyone knows what, how embarrassing you made us, or what embarrassment. So Nabi alayhi salatu was telling that guardian also, treat this woman well. In other words, whatever punishment is due to her, she'll get that punishment. Don't increase her punishment by treating her unwell, by taunting her, or by trying to be difficult with her. So imagine the justice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even a woman that had come forward and confessing zina, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that she also must be treated well. From other hadiths we learn that what punishment Islam gives, let that be the punishment. Don't increase upon the punishment by continuously taunting, reminding the person of some guna or some sin that they have committed. Anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, treat her well. Once she gives birth, then bring her to me. So he complied. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then ordered that her clothes be tied tightly to her body, and that he issued the order that she be stoned. This hadith, this particular hadith, doesn't include one part which is mentioned in another hadith, that when this woman had come after she had given birth, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that you've got a child that requires to be breastfed. So complete breastfeeding the child and then come back. In other words, that child also has got a right. When she was pregnant, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered the child that was in the womb of the mother and told her come back after she gives birth. When she gave birth, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam considered the breastfeeding of the child also. He said, come back after breastfeeding. Now look how many different rights Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking into consideration. So when this talk comes about Islam being inhumane and Islam not being correct, and we must remind ourselves and remind people around also that it's not like that. Even the animal also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't give any harm to even the animals when you are slaughtering them. So anyway, this hadith goes on. In this particular hadith, that part is not mentioned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then ordered that her clothes be tied tightly to her body, and that issued the order that she be stoned. Now in Islam, what would happen is that when a person also is stoned, that the respect and the izzat of the covering of the body is so important, that let the clothes be tied, because what happens is sometimes when a person is being stoned, then it's very possible that the clothes may come loose and the satr of the body may be exposed. So this shows us how important haya is, that even a person that is now being stoned, even the clothes of that person is being tied properly, so that this clothes also don't come loose, and even in that condition also the satr of a person is not exposed. Can you imagine women today freely exposing themselves? Here in this condition also Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ensured that the satr doesn't become exposed. He then offered, after she was stoned, she had passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam offered janazah salah over her. Umar radiallahu anhu said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're offering salah over her despite the fact that she committed adultery. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that she repented with such sincerity that if her repentance were to be distributed among 70 of the people of Medina, it would suffice all of them. In other words, if it had to be split into 70 parts and one part be given for one person in Medina, it would be distributed over 70 people in Medina, her tawbah would have been sufficient to cover 70 people. In other words, so sincere she was to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What wrong she did, she covered up for it in this dunya. And then it would suffice, Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, it would suffice for all those 70 people. Can you think, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, can you think of anything better than the fact that she humbled herself willingly for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In other words, for Allah ta'ala's sake, she had put herself forward. So can a person do anything better? Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand that how pure, how clean they were in coming and confessing in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making tawbah sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter what we have to meet in this world, but at least in Akhirat we meet Allah ta'ala with a clean slate. Like how Allah ta'ala sent us into this world the soul was clean, it was pure, free of any sins. So we must desire that when we present it in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can also one day when we present it, that it must also be pure, it must be clean, free of any kind of guna. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.